Hey there, Kwajo here, and I understand that running your own Facebook ads can be quite complicated and intimidating, and yet at this point, you're not ready to hire out Facebook ad management. So, if this is you, I can teach you how to run your own Facebook ads, one-on-one, unlimited support over the next 28 days. We will have three Zoom calls, and in between those calls, you get all the support and all my strategies. I will audit your graphics, your ad copy, make sure that you're set up the way that's working best for my clients. We'll take care of all the analytics. I will coach you step by step how to troubleshoot ads, how to know when to scale, and how to read all the signs so that you're equipped to run successful lead magnet campaigns and profitable sales campaigns and registration campaigns for your launch or what have you. If you need this kind of support from me right now, then click the link in the show notes below. It's the Art of Online Business /call. I've been doing this all along, but now the offer is just focused on helping you run your successful ad campaign within the next 28 days, and the next five people get a pretty nice discount. All right, the link is in the show notes below. Back to the episode. In this episode, I'm going to give you a mistake that you absolutely should avoid when setting up your Facebook ads sales campaigns. I just jumped off of a call, a coaching call, strategy call with somebody this morning where I opened up their Facebook ad manager in Zoom to fix their ads. It was just catastrophe for their paid launch. You know, they're launching at something like $19 per sign up for paid launch, and the ads are just wonky. They had spent already several thousand dollars trying to get this launch working, and their cost per acquisition, their cost per registration was just way too high. And they're like, Kwaja, we need to jump on a call. So I jumped on a call and look at the ads. If you need this kind of help, go down to the show notes below and definitely hop over to YouTube so you can see this visual. But looking at my screen share here, when you choose the sales objective, you need to make sure you are choosing the correct conversion event. Okay, and that is at the ad set level. And in that middle column, as long as your conversion is on the website, you will get to choose your pixel and you can choose the conversion event. And here was the mistake. Instead of choosing the purchase event, they were choosing the initiate checkout event. They were telling Facebook to optimize for people who would initiate checkout. Sounds good, right? Yeah, we want more people to initiate checkout. No, you don't. Remember, Facebook's algorithm has been optimizing itself, training itself, learning and learning and learning and learning and learning it. Well, engineers might have been training it, but it's been learning, okay, for over a decade off of data. If you choose initiate checkout, it will optimize for people who will initiate checkout. Those people are not necessarily going to buy your offer. This is just like in a previous episode, I'll link it up below, but where I said, don't try to trick the Facebook algorithm. If you want leads, choose the lead objective in your campaign. If you want sales, choose the sales objective. This whole, oh, I can get more traffic sent to my super great designed page and people will convert on it at a cheaper cost than if I use the sales objective. So I'll just use the traffic objective. That's old school. It doesn't work anymore. Facebook will find the people who can do the objective that you pick, or in this case, the event that you pick. So her launch was going horribly because Facebook was finding people who would initiate checkout. Number one, those people weren't going to really purchase ne necessarily. Number two, in the cost per result column, she was seeing cost per checkout initiated. What does that even mean? It doesn't mean anything. So she had to look at the purchase column, see what purchases were happening, not many, and then also like divide the number of purchases into the amount of ad spend for that day in order to calculate manually her cost per purchase. It just was a bad setup. She already spent several thousand dollars. The launch is going on. And like my heart went out to her. But on that call, I was like, we need to set this up so you're choosing the purchase event and we're turning off the previous ads, all except for one that looked like it was working the best. And we then scheduled some new ad sets to go live with the correct event. So if you have made this mistake, Don't do it again. Your launch will go better the next time. And if you have a launch coming up, like a boot camp or a challenge or a webinar where it's paid, remember to not make this mistake. And if you have a friend who is running their own ads, send the link to this episode to that friend. And finally, if you are running lead generation ads and you want to set up your lead generation ads the same way I would set up my lead generation ads, the same way I do set up lead generation ads for clients, so that you have the best chance of having the lowest cost per lead and the highest quality leads from the get-go, head down to the show notes below and get that free guide. It's literally a checklist, same one I use and my team uses. It's the same. It also has a video where I follow the checklist myself as I set up a campaign. That'll help you out. If my voice was new to you, hi, I'm Koi Joe. I'm the host of The Art of Online Business. Until the next time you see or hear from me, be blessed, and we'll chat soon.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.